You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Omar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm in Sheffield for the Fight Zone show. I'm joined by Dave Allen, who's going to take the mic and just introduce his whole squad tonight.
We've got near the whole squad. We've not got the whole squad. I'll bring in Levi Kinsiona first. Levi Kinsiona is a lightweight. I get lots of calls for Levi. I get welterweights, light welterweights.
We don't get no welterweights.
But he's a lightweight.
Not lightweights.
He was on the matchroom show in Newcastle. He was even on the poster. We had some stress that week. But I believe in him. He works a full time job. He's doing a degree and he trains three times a day. So when I knew that and I watched him spar and train. Got a lot of talent, and with that kind of effort, how can you not want to help him? Do you know what I mean? So I know you just spoke to him now, but yeah, I just want to see him do the best he can. And
English title this year?
I hope so. He's got a fight date October 15th, but I want him out way before then. You know, he could have been out three or four times, but people are pulling out. Nobody wants to box him. I don't really blame him, but something will come. You don't work as hard as this man, an opportunity don't present itself. So I've got every faith that something will come up, and it's a pleasure for me to work with him. You know, Levi is he's the most experienced, and he's the best pro that I work with. You know, he's at the front of the pack, and I know we can bring a big domestic title back to the team.
100%. Like everything you said, I worked so hard for this. I put in all my time and effort for it. Only thing I've got time for is to train, work, and go uni. I don't have a social life, and it's going to pay off at the end of the day. And we're just waiting for that time.
Obviously, we just had a chat now, so we'll bring your next man in.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Liam. We'll bring Liam Carrigan in. Liam was
had a bit of a problem here.
Liam was turning pro. He was doing all his applications off. His pro debut would have been September 15th. Obviously, people know the story of Liam. Liam had a very hard upbringing. You know what I mean? I'm not going to tell the story for him, but I'll tell you anyway. You know, he was homeless at 15. You know, crime, drugs, everything. He'd more or less lived with him for 2 years, and he's turned his life around. The difference in him, you wouldn't believe. People who know him, look at him now, that you wouldn't believe. You wouldn't believe who he was before. So I'm very proud of him for that. And when his leg heals, he'll do very well. Do very, very well. It's a shame that his fight it can't go ahead September 15th, but it will go ahead at some point. He's probably stay amateur for a bit longer now, but he will turn professional at some point. And he's a good rapper as well.
Want to add to that, Liam?
Okay, yeah, I'm not telling the truth. I'm absolutely gutted about my leg, but I believe in timing and I think things happen for a reason. So I'll go back, I'll have some amateurs, I'll do some rap songs in the process. The life's booming, you know. Just do as good as I can. Work with the positives while I'm off my feet.
Spirits of someone on one leg, I'll give you that one.
So. I mean, I might go home and have a little bubble about it, but I'm going to be smiling in the long run. So, yeah.
Best good spirits. With the leg recovery. Bring yeah. in your next man, Dave.
Yeah. Thank you. Bring in John, please. Liam's very happy. He's too stoned to care about anything right now. Bringing in John Clark. Bring the camera down because you might not see him otherwise. So we've got John Clark. Brought John in, the team nutritionist. For Stevie, you know, Levi already works one morning for Stevie, brought him in for Liam, for Joe, and then obviously when I started to come back, I started working with John as well. John, I think, is the best nutritionist I've ever worked with. He's the only one I've ever worked with, but he's still number one. But no, John's a big part of the team, and not only nutrition, not only helping us out with the weights and the whatever else, John's a very good friend of mine, he's a very good friend of all the team, so I love having John about because he's got a very good energy, as well as everything else that he brings, so I'll put him on. Fat Burner, Dave Allen, 10 for 10% off.
510 so it's up to.
These boys good to work with?
Yeah, they're amazing, you know.
You was about to slate them.
Sorry?
I said you was about to slate them.
No. Do you know what it is? I've been a Dave Allen fan for a long time. And to work with him and be a part of the team is amazing. It's honestly a privilege. I just see like the improvements with Dave. Just he's come back to see Stevie do well tonight. To see like Joe, the progress he's making, and he's getting close to fighting. It's just honestly a privilege. The thing is, that I'm a massive boxing fan. I'm a huge boxing fan. But with a 6-inch reach, I'm never going to be a boxer, so this is the closest I'm ever going to get. So it's amazing to be a part of it.
Right, who's next?
Thank you very much, John. Joe! So now I'm going to bring in Joe Aiden. I met Joe, I've known Joe quite a long time through Danny Morell, but he's an amateur boxer, only had one bout. Trained for about a year, you know, he spars all the pros. I think he'll go very far, very committed man. And Joe, as well as all that, Joe's kind of my training partner. We train together 2-3 times a day, and he pushes me on in the comeback. Joe's a very important part of me boxing as well as his own career. So I'll put Joe on now and he'll tell you a bit more about himself.
Joe Aiden. Been boxing about, I've been at it about 2 years properly now, back at it. When I was about 10, 11, I had a skills bout at 11 years old, but packed it in, played football, and just for the last 2 years, I've been back in it. I've been with Dave for about 8 months, and that's when it's, these last 8 months with Dave, that's when it's really got serious, and I've really switched it on, and it's gone from being a little hobby to being a lifestyle, and it's all I think about 24/7 now, is training, and it's literally, I work, but training's my main priority, and I just can't wait for September to come and finally get back in the ring. And I've been ready for the last couple of months now. We've been grinding away and just getting ready for this comeback, really. And I just can't wait to get back in the ring and start fighting, mate.
Sounds like commitment's not going to be an issue with that one.
The Joe Hayden committed t-shirts are out soon, £14.99. You can get them from my Instagram. Thank you very much, Joe. Marcel! Next we've got Marcel. I met Marcel. I've only known Marcel 2 months, but... Marcel, we're going to have to move out of here, I think, because of the thing. So Marcel's part of the team mainly because he's really small and everyone will believe I'm 6'3" when I'm stood next to him. Not know Marcel long, but Marcel's like a professional footballer, plays just below the conference, started amateur boxing. And you know what? I work with some good fighters that are looking towards British titles. I work with Marcel because he's got natural talent, he enjoys doing it, just a really nice fellow, and we love having him around, and he trains really hard.
Yeah, I'm loving it. Only met Dave 2 months ago, just been pushing it, working really hard, pushing me to my level, and it's helping with my football as well, working with my fitness and things like that, making me stronger as a person and just really enjoying it and getting into boxing. It's making me fall in love with the sport, to be honest. Yeah.
Thank you. Dad! Stop bringing my old man in. So my old man, he's never been on, it's probably the first time. Everyone knows Dave Senior. Dave Senior fighting him, man. Everyone tells him tonight. But no, my old man. For the first time in a properly, he's involved. He's head trainer. He's my old man in here. And this on the last time around, I'd like to have him involved. And my old man believes in my ability probably more than anyone else. So it's nice. It's nice to have him involved. And I'll put him on. I'll tell you a bit more.
Nope. Somebody's gonna ask me a question.
Are you as good a talker as your son?
Where do you think he gets it from?
And are you as good a fighter as him?
Pound for pound, I had to beat his head in. But
well, I think we're going to have to wrap up.
No, we're wrapping up now.
Thank you very much for that, anyways.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.